With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. A group that tracks water quality in northwest Montana is holding meetings this week about potential contamination in Lake Coconusa and nearby rivers. Nikki Ouellette reports.
The Kootenai River Network, an international nonprofit that keeps tabs on the health of the Kootenai River watershed, has been watching the rise of heavy metals in the watershed for years. North of the border in British Columbia, coal mining is releasing selenium, a naturally occurring element that can become harmful in high doses. Officials are still determining selenium limits for water quality standards. Jim Dunnigan is president of the Kootenai River Network.
It was clear to us that the public doesn't really have a clear picture of kind of the facts in terms of what the risks are, what's being done, and how they can develop reliable sources of information to kind of track the issue. And we hope to provide that information at the meetings over the next couple days.
The Kootenai River Network has organized two panel discussions this week with representatives from Montana, British Columbia, federal, and tribal environmental quality agencies. The first meeting is in Eureka tonight from 7 to 9 at the Eureka High School Auditorium, with another in Kalispell on Tuesday at the same time at Kalispell's Hilton Garden Inn. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.